Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Online at theanswertampa.com and depending on where you are on FM 93.7. AM 860, The Answer. Online at theanswertampa.com. AM 860, The Answer. Live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
We head towards Thanksgiving Day. 61% of American voters want to avoid talking politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table, and I'm not surprised about that, are you? Well, of course, you can talk politics, but I think you got to bring your A game if you're going to be doing that this year at any Thanksgiving gathering. All right, folks, welcome to the program. It is the Wednesday edition. We are live, we are here, and we're glad that you're there this morning, and we have so much to talk about. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And our program is going to be chock full today. It really is. Well, it always kind of is, but it's even more so today because, of course, we are heading towards the Thanksgiving holiday. I want to give you a quick program note. We are going to be out of the studio for Thanksgiving Day and then also Friday morning, but we're going to be back live for the weekend show that Saturday morning, starting, of course, again at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And the Saturday show is 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern Time. It's 3 hours on Saturday, not four, as we typically have throughout the rest of the week. But we'll continue to announce the program note as we go through the program today, as we have different people joining us in different hours of the program. But, of course, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And we also hope that you have the opportunity to gather together with friends or family, loved ones, whatever you're able to do this Thanksgiving. We certainly hope that you have a good one, that it's relaxing, that you have a chance to reflect a little bit. And, of course, we'll be thinking about you as well because we are building this program for you. And I so much appreciate everything that's coming my way as a result of this program. And we just hope you have a great, great, great Thanksgiving. As I mentioned a couple of days ago, 2-7-9-59. Well, this from the AP, Dateline Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Ballistic missiles fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels struck three commercial ships Sunday in the Red Sea. While the U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during the hours-long assault, the U.S. military said. The Iranian-backed Houthis claimed two of the attacks. The strike marked an escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel-Hamas war, as multiple vessels found themselves in the crosshairs of a single Houthi assault for the first time in the conflict. The U.S. vowed to, quote, consider all appropriate responses, unquote, in the wake of the attack, specifically calling out Iran, after tensions have been high for years now, and over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. And, you know, folks, when we think about things like this, you know, obviously there are those who are looking to expand the war. And by the way, of course, the Houthis are Iran-backed. So they are looking to try to expand this war. They're looking to try to get more mileage out of this whole thing. And sometimes I wonder why, only because, and we'll have great audio clips on this morning's program as well. We've got a great audio clip of Vice President Kamala Harris basically going over the almost, it's kind of a rehash, but I think it's important to play it because she's rehashing how Israel has to follow all the rules. Israel has to make sure that they're doing everything right. And this is obviously a response, my friends, to what's happening with the support the Biden administration has from many in the Arab community. It's obviously a response to what's happening in terms of looking ahead to say, well, there's going to be a lot of rocky road here, a lot of rocky roads here. So we've got that to talk about. And by the way, we've got some other great audios on the program this morning as well. Great information and great statements from Chip Roy, Republican out of Texas, about securing the border and about how this needs to be tied to other spending and how we just don't want to continue on our merry way without ever doing anything that we should be doing in terms of pulling back some of this spending and getting things done on the border. It's just that simple. Also, great audio clip we have with Ron DeSantis as he's going into, obviously, looking towards Iowa. You know that he's had events in all 99 counties in Iowa, and he has some pretty interesting things to say about that. So when we come back from the break, folks, we've got a lot more to talk about. Once again, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. And caller, please hang on, because that way we'll have more time on the other side of the break to be able to hear your call, your question, and be able to talk with you a little bit. So folks, once again, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program. Also, of course, we're looking at the economy as well this morning. We'll be talking with Chris Markowski in hour number three and talk about, of course, what's happening in terms of our own economic circumstances, where all the spending comes in and all this. And also, to round it all out, folks, just in case you were wondering, there is a geomagnetic storm evidently coming our way here on Monday. We'll tell you about that and much, much more on the other side of the break, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Over the weekend, and it was from Michael, who's listening on AM 860, and he says, Kyle, it's Christmas time. You need to play some Christmas music like Happy Christmas and Rock Around the Christmas Tree. Well, Michael, we appreciate the message so very, very much. And, yes, that was in the planning stages. So I'm glad to say we're going to hear a little bit of Christmas cheer we approach Christmas time. And so thank you so much for the message. And I agree. It's time to play some great Christmas music. It's time to start getting in the spirit. And it's time, again, to have some fun here on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. And once again, thank you so much, Michael, for the message. I really, really appreciate it. All right. We're also hearing from Richard the Marine this morning up there from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Says, hello, Mr. Kyle. 56 degrees, heavy rain in Florence, Oregon this morning. Have a great week. Well, and he also says, Semper Fi. And, of course, yes, Semper Fi, Richard, you have a great week as well. And try to stay dry up there, batten down the hatches if you have to. Or build an ark. I'm not sure, but I know you'll keep us informed. We hope everything goes okay. All right, well, folks, just right before we went to the break, I mentioned we had a caller holding on the line. So let's go right over here to the caller. I'm line number one this morning. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Professor. This is Mike, the mayor of Clearwater. It's been a while.
Mike, yes, that's right, the mayor of Clearwater. Good morning, sir. And the honorary mayor of Clearwater, we need to clarify. But, yes, good morning.
So, good morning. So, you know, Kyle, I was kind of thinking about it. Now, I remember when we were on the air shortly after this, you know, as much as I want to call him president, I'm going to be nice and I'm going to call him president.
Okay.
But anyway, when he came into office, They were talking about federalizing the election and the For the People Act. My, what a difference 3 years makes. Now they've got us practically at the brink of World War III. It's probably going to get worse than better. Now they're starting to attack commercial ships, and we're in a very terrifying time. But more than that, Kyle, what my original point, I sat down and I thought about it, and I said, you know, those of us who were around pre-9/11, we knew how life was prior to that awful day. You know, our culture, what's considered funny, what you can and can't joke about. You know, the 90s was really a really nice time where, you know, you didn't really have to worry about what you're saying could offend people. When they came and they put those planes in that tower, they really won, because now we had to take off our shoes. We had to get scanned. We have to do this. We have to do that. So as much as I hate to say it, Kyle, I think the 9/11 masterminds fully achieved their objective, and we're still suffering to this day because of what happened that day. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. It's great to hear from you. And, yeah, that's right. We haven't talked with Mike for a while, but Mike and Clearwire, we appreciate hearing from you very, very much, and glad that you're doing well. Well, you know, I do think that, yeah, it set a huge precedent, and then everything was changed, and we lived our lives a very, very different way, and now going greater than 20 years now, we've got all this sort of inculcated, and then especially when it comes to what's happening in Israel, we've got the administration bending over backwards to try not to offend their constituency that would be Muslim or be part of the Arab descent and so forth. And unfortunately, what we should be seeing is we should be seeing many, many people, no matter what their religious background, no matter what their ethnicity might be, collectively saying what Hamas did was wrong, and to have Kamala Harris go on and on and on again about how Israel has to follow the rules of war. My goodness, they not only follow the rules of war, but they actually go further than that. They go further by telling people this is where the fighting's going to be. Here's where you can go if you want to try to evade most of it. And as we'll hear in an audio clip here in a little bit, what other military in the world actually does that kind of thing. But I appreciate what Mike is talking about because, yes, part of what the 9/11 planners wanted to do was to change our lives, was to make us afraid, was to make us terrified, and was to really disrupt our own freedom and our ability to move around and our ability to go places without undue kinds of burdens. But nowadays, of course, and in fact, back then, I often thought that, well, at some point, in order to get on a commercial plane, and this was just sort of taking things to the extreme, you know, maybe you're going to have to go in and sort of change out of your street clothes and put on a special jumpsuit and be searched again, and then sort of be marched over to the plane, put on the plane, and then you're going to be sort of be able to, you know, have your trip, because everything will have to be so secure. Well, fortunately, I should say, we haven't reached that point yet, but it doesn't seem to be too far off in the sense of the terrorists want to come back with a new thing, with some kind of new nuance to go through and get around security. But again, yes, our lives were completely changed, no doubt about that. And speaking of Kamala Harris, I think we have this audio clip here. We've got Kamala Harris, who's been saying the following, because she went to Dubai. And I love this. I love this this headline. Harris dashed to Dubai to tackle climate change and war. Each carries high political risks at home, it says. This is from AP, by the way. So Kamala dashed
See what I did there? I just inadvertently said Kamala, and I wasn't trying to do that, but sometimes it rolls off your tongue that way. And this is, by the way, something that Gavin Newsom got so mad at Ron DeSantis the other night. He got outraged about the whole thing. I'm outraged. You called her Kamala. It's Kamala. This kind of, I reversed it there. But either way, I wasn't trying to do anything untoward there. But nevertheless, Kamala Harris went to Dubai in order to fight climate change, I guess. It's among other things. But listen to what she has to say about Israel. And again, this is all, I think, in direct response to what the Arab community in this country, with their hashtag Abandon Biden, is setting in motion. They're scared about what this means. Now, by the way, I'm wondering if you're for Biden to begin with and you want to abandon Biden because of his Israel stance, are you just not going to vote now? Or are you going to vote for the Republican? I'd be interested to know how that mindset works. But that's another subject. Let's listen into Kamala Harris.
As Israel defends itself, it matters how. The United States is unequivocal. International humanitarian law must be respected. Too many innocent Palestinians have been killed. Frankly, the scale of civilian suffering and the images and videos coming from Gaza are devastating. I have spoken with members of the Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities of America, including those who have lost loved ones in Gaza and American citizens who were injured and evacuated from Gaza. It is truly heartbreaking. I've had a number of in-depth conversations with Arab leaders here in Dubai. Specifically, I proposed three areas of focus. One, reconstruction. The international community must dedicate significant resources to support short and long-term recovery in Gaza. For example...
Okay, we're going to stop right there real quick. We might hear a little bit more of that a little bit later because I want to get this comment in before we head to the break. And that is, okay, again, Israel has just got to adhere to the rules of war and this kind of stuff. And we don't hear anything, my friends, anything, not as far as I know, that says Hamas should have never attacked and did what they did in the first place. And we won't rehash it all the grisly details. But they are grisly. Second of all, how about this? When you talk about reconstruction, Madam Vice President, when you talk about reconstruction, why don't you criticize Hamas for doing nothing but building tunnels and doing nothing but establishing their command and control centers in hospitals and kindergartens and putting missiles on top of buildings where people live and this kind of thing? Why don't you criticize them for creating this whole scenario? I think that's a really, really good question. You're not going to hear her address that at all. Because, again, they are scared. They're scared of their constituency. They're scared of voters. And they're scared, I guess, to look a little too pro-Israel. All right, folks, and anti-Hamas. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. Since the Gaza ground operation began on October 7th, Israeli forces have discovered 800 shafts leading to Hamas's extensive network of tunnels and bunkers, destroying more than half of them. The Palestinian Islamic group claimed to have a network comparable to the size of the New York City subway system. These tunnels have become prime targets for Israeli airstrikes, many located in civilian areas like schools, kindergarten, mosques, and playgrounds. New York Congressman George Santos has been removed from office. Laura Winters has more.
To Capitol Hill now, if you go to the Longworth House office building and look for the office of George Santos, you will not find him in the directory. His nameplate is gone. Santos expelled Friday after an ethics report on his conduct that accused him of using campaign donations for his own use. He is the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by colleagues.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. It is Monday. It's the Monday edition, folks. Yes, it's Monday, but that's okay. It's okay because we have so much to talk about, and this week is going to be a great week. And, of course, we're leading up now to the holiday season, and we're just really getting in gear here, getting into the holiday spirit as we head for Christmas time especially, and then we'll head for New Year's. I think it's going to be a great month. I really do. And it's going to be a great week of broadcasting here on the program as well. And we sure enjoy hearing from you, both by direct message and also by telephone call and email. We appreciate it. And folks, we just, again, really appreciate all the kind words that we're getting and all of the support and the participation. Really, just from the bottom of my heart, I just really, really appreciate it, because we are doing something here overnight in America that you're really not hearing other places. We believe we've got great contributors, and we've also got great callers and great listeners out there. And so once again, the telephone number, if you'd like to be part of the program, 949-822-7959. That's 949 949- 877-822-7959 if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And again, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine and buy a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can be off and running from there. Okay, so once again, folks, right before the break, we were talking about what Kamala, Vice President Kamala Harris, was saying about how Israel has to follow the rules, stuff like that. And of course, they really do, and much more than that. And, you know, Hamas doesn't follow any rules. Terror groups don't follow any rules. Iran does not have a rule book at all, as far as I know, about the rules they will follow in war and how they will try to minimize collateral damage, things like that. I'm being a little facetious because I think it deserves it when we're talking about Iran. But this from Breitbart, and I think this goes again to what Kamala Harris is talking about and the administration in general. Muslims from swing states descended on Michigan on Saturday to issue a call to voters to, quote, hashtag abandon Biden over his support for Israel. Now, as I sort of jested a little bit in the opening segment this morning, this hashtag is probably going to do a lot better than hashtag what did Biden say. We've got, plenty of those kinds of examples. Back to the article, though the Biden administration has been vocal in recent weeks in its criticisms of Israel's plans to defeat the Palestinian terror group Hamas and has pushed for more humanitarian aid aid to the Gaza Strip, basically, or the Gaza area, many in the Arab and Muslim American community are angry that the White House has supported Israel at all and are vowing to punish Biden at the ballot box in 2024. Muslim leaders from several swing states, again, they went to Dearborn, Michigan, to launch a national campaign against the re-election of President Joe Biden, a response to his handling of the Israel-Hamas conflict. Now, first of all, I do think that maybe... have they been watching what's going on with Joe Biden? Do they? I wonder if they have any idea of some of these, I think, very legitimate scenarios, very legitimate theories about how Joe Biden might step aside and not be the nominee. Because, again, the little warm-up the other night, it seemed like with Gavin Newsom, who did not do a great job. If you didn't hear us on Friday morning, I don't think Gavin Newsom did a great job. I think he did his usual messaging, right, in his usual sort of slick way of doing that. But I don't think that he would have endeared himself to anybody who would have been trying to form a new opinion about him. I really don't. I think that he might have actually hurt himself a little bit because he came off as very preachy. He came off as trying to sort of explain it all to us because we just don't get it and, this kind of thing. And voters don't like that, by the way. I think voters would prefer what I think Ron DeSantis was doing and doing quite well for the most part across that debate. And that was to show, look, here's how we're going to solve these problems. Here's how we're going to move things forward. Here's how I'm going to do this. And I've done this in Florida, he's able to say. And I'm just sort of paraphrasing here, obviously. I don't know if some of these swing state Muslim leaders, evidently, if they understand that, they may not need to do anything about Joe Biden because he may not be the nominee because he might step aside, this kind of thing, or because of health reasons, want to spend more time with the grandkids, that sort of thing. Organizers from Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania are calling the campaign hashtag Abandon Biden, vowing to ensure that Biden is a one-term president. These leaders have run separate pressure campaigns in their respective states, members of the coalition said, but they felt now was the time to coordinate their response ahead of the 2024 election. The leaders said Saturday they are not voting for Donald Trump next year. Well, probably, I could have guessed that part of it. I could have guessed it. It's not like there's, unless they can find some Democrat, you know, maybe they'll just get, you know, Rashida Tlaib, to, you know, let's make her the nominee. You know, just go for broke at that point. and then you'll probably be super happy if you're so mad at Biden that there's the amount of support that even exists right now for Israel. So the leaders said they are not voting for Donald Trump next year, though they recognize that their effort to rally support against Biden could elevate the former president. They said they'll have to continue to have discussions as a community about which candidate to throw their support behind as the primaries rapidly approach. Now, this is all, I'm just saying this to be funny, okay? I'm just saying this in order to be a little bit funny here on this Monday morning. And this, in other words, this isn't a serious political call to action of any kind. If they really wanted to really rub it in about the whole thing, so they're abandoning Biden, they don't want to vote for Trump because they don't want to elevate him, so maybe they should just go support Nikki Haley. We're issuing a statement today. We've decided now that we're going to support Nikki Haley because we're just trying to make everybody mad. I mean, again, nothing against Nikki Haley. I'm not talking about her policies or anything like that. I'm just saying they're painting themselves into a corner here. And what they really need to be doing, is they need to be coming to terms with what Hamas is about, what Iran is about. You know, Denise Simon, who we'll be talking with again in hour number three this morning, you know, talked about an interesting thing last week on the program, and that was that many in the Arab world, many Arab leaders in the Middle East actually want Israel to, you know, mop the floor with Hamas. But they can't say anything like this publicly, for obvious reasons. If they do, then they're going to obviously incur the same kind of wrath that Joe Biden is incurring because of America's support for Israel. But if that's really the case, we got to find a way to bring that out to the fore. Because what's missing here, my friends, what's missing here is being able to have people of disparate beliefs and disparate backgrounds that in terms that wouldn't necessarily agree politically on different things, and that's okay. That's the way the thing is set up. But what I'm saying is, on something as important as this, to say that, look, you know, if the world united against Iran and Hamas, and now by extension the Houthis who keep firing missiles at everybody, if the world would unite the way that they're united against Iran, against Israel, if they would unite against Iran and Hamas and the Houthis and all the other terror groups you could think of, and what's going on in Qatar and so forth, if the world would do that, we might have been able to put this thing to rest very, very quickly in this instance. But unfortunately, that's not the case, is it? But yes, I think the administration and the Democrat Party elite, they don't know what to do at this point because they don't really want to support Israel, but they know they kind of have to. And now this is causing a problem with the Muslim community. You know, I don't know. They got to be having meetings about this, folks. I don't know. Long, endless meetings. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silver.com. www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wrote in over the weekend to let us know it's time for Christmas songs, and you're absolutely right, Michael. We appreciate that. And we've got a few now listed in, and we're going to have a few more in the pipeline as well. And we're going to have a happy holiday season here on this program. That is my promise to you, the listener. So we're going to, and it's just because now here we are, it's December, we're going to head for the new year and everything. And, you know, I think a lot of people are really going to be happy to get to 2024. I think there's just a lot that's been going on this year. And I think when we see that calendar turnover, it is going to be a very, very good thing. All right. So it is time for our Trucker Traveler Report. And more than that, it is Country Music Monday here on the program, because we decided now we think we'll do our Country Music Monday songs for the Trucker Traveler Report. We may have other country songs during the week, but on Country Music Monday, it's going to be country music and country songs. And of course, It is the holiday time now, so we found this one. It is a live version, folks, and this, you're going to love this. This is Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, and they're singing You Make It Feel Like Christmas. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? And, of course, it is going to be Christmas time here real soon. And, well, you know, a lot of things make it feel like Christmas, but between those two, I think we know. All right, so once again, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we have so much more to tell you about here on the program this morning. And, of course, right now it's time for our Trucker Traveler Report. And before we get to our map, this coming in from Newsweek, winter storm warnings issued for 11 states as atmospheric river lashes the U.S. Winter storm, and this, by the way, our friends up in Seattle and Portland and so forth, we were talking about this as we were heading into the weekend, the atmospheric river, that's an ominous term, and we know that now down here in Southern California all too well. When the atmospheric river comes in, there's a lot of moisture that can just go through the atmosphere. It's just unbelievable. That's why they call it a river. Okay, winter storm warnings are in effect for 11 states. Heavy rain and snow forecast for areas in the Northwest, the Rocky Mountains, and the eastern United States. The warnings are currently in effect for parts of Colorado, Idaho, Maine, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, Washington, Wyoming. So it's a lot. And the forecast on Sunday, the National Weather Service said that the multi-day atmospheric river event will continue to impact the Northwest and the Rockies with heavy rain and significant mountain snowfall on Sunday and into Monday. Atmospheric rivers are narrow channels in the atmosphere that are able to carry large amounts of moisture with them. Meanwhile, unsettled weather is forecast across the eastern part of the country with rain along the east coast and wintry weather from parts of the Midwest, the Great Lakes, to the northern New England. And once again, I think we go back, we heard from Richard the Marine this morning who wrote in with a direct message at KyleWarrenShow.com saying it's 56 degrees and heavy rain right from his vantage point there on the central coast of Oregon near Florence, Oregon. So be careful, Richard. We definitely definitely want you to be safe there as well. And again, batten down the hatches if you have to, wherever you are, and especially our friends up in the Seattle and Portland areas as well. Be careful and take appropriate measures, obviously, because we do see, of course, again, these winter weather advisories and so forth, and storm warnings all around that area, through Seattle, down through Portland, down through Medford, Oregon, and then heading into a little bit of the western part of Northern California. This is west of Redding, by the way. Then we've also got, let's see here, winter weather advisories and aerial flood watches, northern Idaho. So be careful if you're coming through Spokane, up through 4th of July Pass, and down I-90 as you head on down to Missoula. Also got a winter weather advisory happening there as well. Winter storm warning, this just south of Idaho Falls, heading down into Logan, Salt Lake City, Utah. Be careful there. Rock Springs, Wyoming. This is where we got some wind gusts that could be up to 60 miles per hour. So this is going to cover the area basically from Rawlins, then a little bit west of Rock Springs as you approach Lyman on I-80. So do be careful there. You've got other high wind warnings, of course, all in the Cheyenne area that are coming down I-80. Winter storm warning south of the of Wyoming into Denver. This is right now sort of west of Fort Collins in Denver, but winter weather advisory is happening there. This is cover a lot of I-70 coming west out of Denver. Let's take a look as well, because we do have some dense fog advisories to tell you about. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Watertown, got dense fog advisory. This is also going to go over into western Minnesota. So if you're near Montevideo, St. Cloud, Glenwood, you've got dense fog advisories going on there. Likewise, north into North Dakota, we also have what looks like areas of fog occasionally reducing visibility to around 1/4 mile in spots have developed across portions of the Red River Valley into western Minnesota, as we were just saying. So do be careful there. Also, it looks like in Wisconsin, this is north of Milwaukee, enough snow, even the snow has ended, roads are still remaining very slippery in spots. Untreated roads that are wet or slushy may become ice-covered and hazardous in spots. So, again, you want to be careful of that because, again, it looks like the temperatures are going to be low enough to be able to create that on the roadway. Okay, dense fog advisory. This is going to be starting out basically Tallahassee, Florida, and then up into southern Georgia. We've got a dense fog advisory going on there. So if you're coming across, say, for example, I-10, you've got that to deal with this morning. Quick check of our precipitation in terms of what we're seeing on the radar map. We do have a lot of snow and rain up in the New England area, covering most of New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, snowing all over Maine. Rain down the coast towards Massachusetts. Looks like rain, at least on the radar, is just sort of north of Boston and then sort of approaching from the Atlantic. So if you're in Boston right now, you may be getting a lot of rain here real soon. But as I said, most of New Hampshire covered in rain, a mix of rain and snow in some way, some shape or form. Oswego, New York, and then let's see here, a little south of Buffalo as well. So if you're in Warsaw, you've got the rain and so forth going on there. Also, let's see here in Michigan, we got rain mixed with snow. This is going to be just north of Flint up towards Saginaw and Bay City. So do be careful out there. We're going to have more next hour. We're going to check it out and see if there are any changes or any new developments to tell you about. And right now, we're going to head to our top of the hour news, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because when we come back, we have so much more to talk about. Get the telephone number 949-822-7959. I'll warn with you.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.